You've reached the right place, a destination called Seoul. It's the BRNX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music celebrating the last installment of June is Black Music Month here on A Bowl of Soul, part 4. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Come on, everybody, let's do the whole.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
This is A Bowl of Soul, giving you some blues from the legendary late great Eddie Kirkland, also known as Eddie Kirk. He had this song called The Hog, part one in 1965 on the Volt Record label, which was a subsidiary of the Stax record label. Eddie Kirkland was born August 16, 1923, and he died February 27, 2011. He was an American electric blues guitarist, harmonicist, singer, and songwriter. And, you know, Eddie Kirk was known as the Gypsy of the Blues for his rigorous touring schedules, he played and toured with John Lee Hooker from 1949 to 1962. He was born on the island of Jamaica on August 16th, 1923. And, you know, he had been playing music up until his death, tragic death, in February 27th, 2011. He died in a car accident. And he was basically, a bus hit his car, which was a 1998 Ford Taurus wagon, and he basically suffered serious injuries and died a short time later. But Kirkland left a serious legacy. He played with one of the greats, John Lee Hooker, and he was playing up until the time of his death. He had been active from 1949 to 2011. And this is Professor T. Love here on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. We're going to keep that Stax groove going, because as you know, this is June is Black Music Month, and this is the last installment, part four. But you know what? It is summertime. A summertime officially came in on June 21st, baby. And you know what happens in the summer? You have a barbecue. Here on the Stax record label, Wendy Renee talking about, I want a barbecue. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Soul, you know, that's from Wendy Renee. Do you realize this song was trying to cash in on the popularity of Dance Craze Records, and this record failed to reach the charts? But Wendy Renee continued to record and tour with Stax stars, including Rufus Thomas and Otis Redding, and to sing backing vocals on their records. And, you know, it was said that she was scheduled to fly with Otis Redding and the Barclays in December of 1967 for what would have been her final live performance for the foreseeable future. And you know, she was pregnant, so she was a new mother, and she backed out at the last, well, actually she already had her child, but she backed out at the last minute. And it was that plane that she would have been on that crashed with Otis Redding and the Barclays, that crashed in Madison, Wisconsin, leaving Redding and six others dead. But this song, Barbecue, has been used on the Chili's restaurant commercial. And it's been, this is recent, like 2013. So sometimes there are soul records that, you know, back in the days they might have not made it, or they didn't make it, but they end up being in somebody's commercial or being sampled. So it does get life. So anyway, celebrating on A Bowl of Soul, Miss Wendy Renee. She departed this earth on December 16th, 2014. And she was a member of the Church of God in Christ. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to keep that Stax vein going. Carla Thomas singing, I've Got No Time to Lose. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
No time to lose. No time to lose.
of Memphis Soul, Miss Carla Thomas, 1964. I Got No Time to Lose. And she is also the daughter of the legendary Rufus Thomas. And this is A Bowl of Soul. But you know what? We're going to take it up a notch. A great hit from Dennis Edwards featuring Syeda Garrett talking about, you know what? You don't look any further. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
A Bowl of Soul. The great Dennis Edwards and Syeda Garrett singing Don't Look Any Further. That was a number two R&B hit in 1984. And as you know, Dennis Edwards, he is from Birmingham, Alabama, but he was a member of the Temptations. He joined the Temptations in 1968, replacing David Ruffin, and sang with the Temptations from 1968 to 1976. From 1990 to 1984 to 1987 to 1989. And you know, before Dennis Edwards sang with the Temptations. He was a member of the Contours. And Syeda Garrett, she is an American singer as well and a songwriter who has written songs and performed backing vocals for many recording artists in the music industry, such as Michael Jackson, the Pointer Sisters, Brand New Heavies, Quincy Jones, Tevin Campbell, Donna Summer, Madonna, Jennifer Hudson, among others. And, you know, Syeda Garrett was nominated for 2 Academy Awards for Best Original Song and has won the Grammy Award for Best Song Written for Visual Media at the 50th Grammy Awards for co-writing Love You, I Do, performed by Jennifer Hudson for the 2006 musical film Dream Girl. She is still presently singing as well as Dennis Edwards. He has his group, Dennis Edwards Temptations Group, and he is still performing live for audience, singing all the great hits of the Temptations. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T. Love, and you can hear A Bowl of Soul on live365.com. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, 365 days of the year, 24 hours of the day, 7 days a week of soul. You can also catch me on TuneIn if you have your smartphone. You can go to TuneIn and look for A Bowl of Soul as well. A Bowl of Soul also you can hear on legend107radio.com on Sundays at 8 p.m. with the legendary DJ Heavy for Super Soul Sundays. Just make sure you check out legend107radio.com where you can hear blues, classic soul, jazz, gospel, and of course, A Bowl of Soul. And you want to make sure that you catch A Bowl of Soul as well on Own Your Power Radio on SoundCloud.com, where Miss Simone Kelly has her network giving you inspirational tips and ways for you to improve your life. Definitely catch A Bowl of Soul on Own Your Power Radio. Also, I am on aircheck.us, which presently their website is still down, but that is also another network that I am on where there are legendary rock and roll DJs on that network. Definitely A Bowl of Soul is there. And you can catch A Bowl of Soul on StitcherRadio.com. Also on iTunes as well. And coming up next, you know, we're celebrating the 6th anniversary of the death of Michael Jackson, which still shocks me to this day. I remember so vividly that day. I was in Paris, France. And I was in my hotel room, and when I watched CNN, they showed and they stated, they confirmed that Michael Jackson had passed away. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate the memory of Michael Jackson, and we're going to celebrate him when he was with the Jackson 5 on the Motown record label, singing Sugar Daddy, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Please, please, please. Oh, everybody's got the notion. I'm your goodwill industry.
here giving you some classic soul from Motown with the Jackson 5, Sugar Daddy, and, you know, just reading something about Michael Jackson, you know, in terms of his wealth, and they said that, you know, since his death, his estate it has made more than $2 billion. And each child, if they, you know, calculated, each child would get up to $100 million apiece. I mean, that's something to leave behind. And, you know, Michael Jackson's children, Paris, Michael Catherine Jackson, and Prince Michael Jackson II, and Michael Joseph Jackson, his kids, they have really grown up. His son, Prince Michael Jackson, graduated from high school, and, you know, they really, they love their father, you know, immensely. And, you know, Michael Jackson still continues to leave an immense legacy behind in terms of his music. And he really was the ultimate entertainer. He really was. And coming up next here on A Bowl of Soul, I'm going to give you some more Motown soul. When Michael Jackson went solo at Motown, when he left, like, not when he left, he didn't leave the Jackson 5, he just had a solo career while being with the Jackson 5. Here, a song written by Brian Holland and Eddie Holland called Take Me Back from 1975. Here on A Bowl of Soul, this is Mr. MJ. Giving you some Motown soul, R&B soul, from Michael Jackson on his solo effort, Take Me Back. And you need to know why. You need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Music on my mind.
happy music from the Blackbirds from Washington, D.C. 1975 here on A Bowl of Soul. And one of the leaders or their mentor that guided their career was the legendary Donald Byrd. And he basically taught them how to play better jazz, because, you know, Donald Byrd came from that bebop era. But back-to-back soul, from happy music to Donald Byrd singing Change, makes you want to hustle. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Change.
giving you some jazz funk from the legendary bebop jazz musician who successfully pioneered the funk and soul genres while simultaneously remaining a jazz artist, Donaldson Toussaint L'Ouverture Byrd II, Donald Byrd, American jazz and rhythm and blues trumpeter. He was born December 9th, 1932, and he died February 4th, 2013. And Donald Byrd, as a band leader, is also notable for his influential role in the early career of keyboard player and composer Herbie Hancock. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to segue into the new music, new soul music, from Cardell, talking about What is Love. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Deep
new soul music from Chicago native Cardell. This is from off of his latest CD, you know, Love and Romance. Well, actually, his latest CD called Love and Romance. And, you know, Cardell is a Chicago native, and he has spent many years perfecting his craft. He has worked with such notables as Brighter Side of Darkness, that classic soul song called Love Jones, DJ Rogers, Say You Love Me, Alicia Myers, If You Play Your Cards Right. You know, Cardell shows a soulfulness that will warm up your day. And, you know, he got his start. He started out in Chicago, then he moved to Los Angeles, where he began to play with Phil Upchurch, George Duke, the legendary George Duke, and Joyce Wilson of Tony Orlando and Dawn. He also shared the stage with Phil Perry and Chick Corea, Glenn Jones, the Stylistics, Mesa, among others. And, you know, Cardell's record, distributed by BMG, Baby Don't Fool Around, raced to number 62 on Billboard's R&B charts. He also wrote Every Time I Fall in Love for Norman Conners. And on his latest release, True Love, Cardell focuses on a topic that everyone will experience, which is love and romance. So you definitely need to check out Mr. Cardell. I think that's a beautiful, smooth side that he put out. And I'm definitely glad to play this song on A Bowl of Soul as part of our new music segment for 2015. New soul, baby. New soul music. And coming up next, we're going to give you some Louisiana soul from Tyler Kinchin and The Right Places, talking about, you know what, Turn It On, Electricity Bill. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Baby, baby, you got me going on. Everything about you is my favorite. Just wanna stay home and I'll make sweet love. Let's get close and open up the circuit. Like a jewel, my eyes behold. Rubies, emeralds, all in gold. I can look at you all day. Baby, we get close at night. Sugar, don't turn off the light. I just wanna see you, baby. Turn it up and shock me, baby. Turn it on, baby. Keep all the lights on. Electricity bills gonna be high. I don't care. Turn me on, keep turning me on, girl. How you take your time teasing me with the way that you're moving. I'm cool with it, just as long as I get a close and private screening of the movie. Oh, I've got an appetite, you like berries and chocolate. I see just what I wanna taste. Baby, we get close at night. Sugar, don't turn off the light. I just wanna see you, baby. Turn it up and shock me, baby. Turn it on, baby. Keep all the lights on. Electricity bills gonna be high. I don't care. Turn me on. Keep turning me on, girl. Got this in your baby, goes with all the circuits. Got this in your baby, girl, you know I like it. Got this in your baby, goes with all the circuits. Got this in your baby, girl, you know I like it. When you land your biggest show, it's hypnotic, mind control. I can't help myself, you're so fine. Baby, we get close at night. Sugar, don't turn off the light. I just wanna see you, baby. Charge it up and shock me, baby. I just wanna see you, baby. Charge it up and shock me, baby. I just wanna see you, baby. Charge it up and shock me, baby. Turn it on, baby. Keep all the lights on. Electricity bills gonna be high. I don't care. Turn me on, keep turning me on, girl. Turn it on. Come on.
Yeah, giving you some soul for Tyler Kinchin from Louisiana. Giving you some soul, talking about, baby, turn it on, turn those lights on, you know what I'm saying? I got an email from Tyler, and he mentioned to me he received my email from an attendee at one of his band shows in New Orleans, and he fronts the group, The Right Places, well, actually The Right Pieces, my correction, from Louisiana, and they're releasing a new record in the next month, and he was told to reach out to me with the lead single, and I'm definitely glad he did. I like this song, got a nice funk groove on it. That's Tyler Kinchin in The Right Place. And definitely I'm going to give a shout out to soultracks.com. Definitely the leader of Soul Tracks is Chris Rizik, and he has listed my station A Bowl of Soul on his website, and I've been getting a lot of artists just pitching their music to me because I'm listed on his website. I just want to give a shout out to him. Soultracks.com is a wonderful website that gives a great biography of R&B artists, classic and new artists. It covers jazz, blues, gospel, you name it. If you want to listen to some MP3s of new music coming from independent artists, as well as artists that were classic soul artists as well, definitely check out his website. You can buy music on that website, and it's a great website. Shout out to Chris Rizik of soultracks.com. And I want to give a shout out also to the listeners listening to A Bowl of Soul all over the world. Definitely giving a shout out to the United States, all over the country, from the East to the West Coast, the Midwest, just digging A Bowl of Soul. And definitely a shout out to A Bowl of Soul fans in England and Ireland, Scotland, as well as Denmark. Denmark has been blowing up A Bowl of Soul. I really appreciate that, as well as Japan, as well, and the Caribbean islands. All over the world, you're showing me love. Make sure you go to my Facebook page. Like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And coming up next, I'm going to play you some music from the Ebony's, The New Groove. What Did You Do Today? And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Hey, how you?
giving you new soul music from the Ebonies. Yes, what did you do today? And this ends A Bowl of Soul. The last installment of June is Black Music Month. I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you reach out to me on at A Bowl of Soul on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter and make sure you email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And coming up, we're going to do a next segment of soul music for July. Definitely, we can celebrate in July 4th is coming soon, and we've just wrapped up June. And I hope that you've already started to take part in the festivities of some of the great happenings that are going around in all cities throughout the United States for the summer. Enjoy the beginning of summer. This is Professor T. Love telling you that we've had a ball today just playing you some great soul music here on A Bowl of Soul. Stay tuned for A Bowl of Soul next week, giving you some more classic soul and independent R&B. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.